And welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, and I'm looking around out of the window.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 454. Is it 454?
Yeah, we've kind of slowed down a little bit. Sorry, everyone. I know everybody's looking out for us, but this new location move's been crazy.
Yes, and we're busy delivering results.
It's true.
I feel like that's
true.
A lot of
we're moving actually our podcast earlier in the day.
Yep.
So we can make sure to get it in, and then we're delivering results late into the night.
Late into the night.
Yes.
So we've got a review. Hold on, I got to pull that review up on my little device here. That review is from Alexandra Schmidt, and she says, "You guys are absolutely amazing." By the way, this is a long review.
All right.
So get prepared.
All right, can I cross my legs the other way?
I have been listening to your podcast on Spotify. I love what you've been doing these for so long. Talk about a binge. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think this is the first person who's talked about binging our podcast.
I like it.
We do have people who listen to our podcast at speed 4.
That is true. Well, so actually I was looking on Amazon, mm-hmm. and there's only one business podcast on Amazon, so we're working on getting that on there.
Okay.
And also, you can actually, some of the little kid videos that I was watching on YouTube are on Amazon or on Netflix. So you could actually binge watch our shows on Netflix. How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
And in 3D on Oculus.
Soon.
We all have to have goals.
Soon coming. Because we've decided that this needs to be in 3D. No, seriously, we decided that. I wanted to say thank you for sharing your knowledge and experiences and helping educate not only web, SEO, and marketing professionals, but also the general public. I have heard you say that your clients are sometimes coming to you after being burned by other companies, and that's an unfortunate reality for most of us. But hearing you guys talk about and recommend the things we do day in and day out in our office for our clients is inspiring. I know we are doing the right things. I hope business owners that listen realize that many of us do care and are avidly working for their success. Wow, like kindred spirits here. With that said, I'm hoping you could offer me some advice. There was one episode where you covered how to help your clients close more sales, and I wish you could have talked about it for another hour. That's the first time we've ever heard that. You guys need to talk for another hour. You see, we have successfully moved one specific client up in search results, generated more clicks at a better cost in AdWords, have a strong social media marketing strategy, but they are not closing sales. Help me, please. I don't know if I should offer to sit in for a day to listen to and help with their sales process, plan guerrilla marketing days, send emails daily. Oh, it's a local plumber for reference, and they have been very particular about sharing information like who their happy customers are so we can get them an email list and ask for referrals and reviews. Any advice you could bestow would be forever appreciated. Thank you. How did she sign it off? Thank you, loyal fan.
Alex.
Biggest fan or something like that. We had to take screenshots.
Your newest biggest fan.
Newest biggest fan.
I like that.
Punch in the face to you, Alexandra. You know, it's one of the things that we bump into here pretty regularly. You know, when you start delivering really good results from an internet marketing perspective, you kind of know you're delivering right results, right? You know that the click prices come down. You know that their traffic is up. You know that their form submissions are up. You know that their phone calls are up. And sometimes you get that kind of sticky client who's like, I'm not getting any more business. And you kind of do have to go that next step.
Well, so a lot of people, it's setting expectations is what I've found, is clients think that their new customers are going to be wrapped up in a bow and set on their doorstep just to open it up, pick it up like an Amazon box.
And that the bow is made out of cash.
Yeah. I mean, it. So really on the expectation side on the front end, you got to let them know that we're warming up a cold market and that there's going to be some sales involved to get them over the line. Now, there's things you can do like shooting testimonial videos, getting things on camera that help sell you better, because 84% of people are, through their buying funnel before you get on the phone with them, right?
So people are 84% through the buying process before they even get on the phone with you.
Yeah, so testimonial videos help because people view that as like a third-party reference, that sort of thing. But one of the things we've used a lot is we recommend for clients at a certain size level to implement call tracking, something like CallRail. That's what we use.
Yep.
And you can actually see where the leads are coming from. You can tie that into your analytics data. But then you can actually go in and listen to the call, so you don't actually have to go to their location, sit there, listen to it. You can listen to a couple calls.
And we've done that and given advice.
And we've provided that feedback to the owners where they're not even understanding how they're answering the phone. And they go and fix it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Others, we can provide sales scripts too. You know, really what we're seeing is there's a merge here of sales and marketing, and those lines are very blurred. Email automation can help support salespeople, bigger salespeople are using like HubSpot or something like that. You can really go in there and help provide more touch points from a sales standpoint. But you know, if you're really mainly focused on the marketing and they pick up the phone and kind of take over, you really want to understand what that process looks like because you can automate more of that process online.
Yeah. You had a particular dental client who you did a secret shopping on. Yeah. It took them days to actually get. Imagine you call a dentist and it took days to get back to them, and then you put some things in place to help that out.
We put in some email automation of form submissions that came through. But what we're seeing is sometimes people are not open every day. Sometimes the front desk is busy. They don't answer the calls. They're not checking, or they're not used to checking. Maybe the info at whatever your company is, mycompany.com, whatever. And you have to really train them on when we're generating leads online, it's a different type of lead. And it becomes a little bit different than someone calling to schedule an appointment, because that's what a lot of clients think is, hey, they're just going to call and schedule an appointment.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Yes.
But as you widen the funnel and you go more after a cold market, you've interrupted what they're done. You've warmed up that market. But you got to get them across the line.
Yeah.
And so just setting that expectations, understanding where they're at, helps you along the way. Hopefully some of those things gave you some suggestions. We are starting to do more training. We have a 50-person training center now, right? And so we're going to be doing more sessions, recording it, doing webinars, posting online, information products, that sort of thing. And I think that is one that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah.
So if you're an agency, how to cross over that line, we can talk more about that. If you want more information than this, feel free to reach out, set up a free consultation. Alex, I'll be happy to kind of talk you through some of the specific examples we do.
You know, Alexandra, and you know what I really like about this particular review? Is that it shows that she's concerned about the right things.
Yeah.
Right? So look, I'm already delivering value. And okay, so it may just be trying to save the client because the client's gonna bail even though she's delivering great results. But you're focused on results. It's really why we changed the company to eWeb Results, because nothing matters except
results.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can tell you that we had a client. Okay, and this is, you know, we typically say, hey, 4 to 6 months, you know, we'll get you on the first page. But we doubled a client's traffic in under 45 days, doubled. And this was the right kind of traffic. It wasn't like crazy keywords or anything like that. Client came back to us and said, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand what this means.
Yeah.
And so it was really kind of an eye-opening moment for us of like, we typically deal with a lot of podcast listeners, but we do get referrals, and not everybody's as educated as us.
As our podcast listeners.
As the podcast listeners, or thinking about things the way we do. And so it's really, really important to set those expectations of what's going to happen when, what that means, how all this fits together. Really, I've started to kind of talk a lot about AdWords, and I didn't mean to go into this here, but really AdWords is getting very saturated. We're going a number of other routes that we're seeing greater ROI.
Yep.
And really,
speaking of which, we're going to talk about ROI in the meat of this podcast, but go ahead.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Also, really a core fundamental strategy is AdWords used to be maybe a silver bullet and it used to be very affordable. Same thing with Facebook. Now everything's getting very noisy and it's very cluttered and people's attention spans are getting very short. I mean, maybe some people on our podcast listeners, as you were reading through just a testimonial, like go, hey, like, I'm done. Get into it now. Like, this is too long. You got to understand customers online are that way too.
Yeah.
And so you really need to give them the information they're looking for quickly and immediately. Yep. And sometimes ads don't deliver that, right? Yep. And so AdWords and ads and Facebook ads are all great things, but the fundamental marketing strategy should be content and then getting that content visible. And then if you want to hook people into your kind of sales funnel, quote unquote, you need to look at it as a comprehensive strategy.
Yep.
Not just, hey.
Not a tactic. Right? Yeah. So not a tactic that's like, hey, let's get this ad in front of the right people and hope that it converts. But a strategy was like, okay, once these people come because they saw this interesting ad, what do we do next with that particular marketing strategy? Like, what does that funnel look like? How are we going to steer them through the buying process, through the AIDA process?
Yeah, you know, you gotta think about marketing too, is what you're seeing is like that whole like image of the tip of the iceberg, right? Yeah. And there's a lot of things that are going on underneath it. You know, as we kind of talked about, the email follow-ups, the remarketing, all the things that fall into that funnel need to be happening. And then you get this multiplier effect of this thing or that thing. And so, you know, doubling your traffic is a big deal. And it shows that we know what we're doing and we move the needle. But again, until the client see leads, nothing's happening. It all doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And really the expectation of, hey, this is a 4 to 6 month minimum process.
Yeah.
Like this needs to be a strategy, a long-term plan. Finding the right partners, but nothing's gonna happen in 30 days. And if someone's coming to you that they've spent a bunch of money with another agency, they've been burned, they have a little bit of cash, and they're like, hey, we had a client, literally, $10,000.
Thank you, Alexander, for getting us off.
I'm on like a soapbox here. $100,000 they spent. They have multiple locations, they have e-commerce store, they've hired somebody by the name, I won't give the name, of the e-commerce solutions to build it for them, jacked up, messed up, frustrated, upset, come to us, and then we're like, hey, yeah, we can help you. We can build this out for you. We can do the marketing, all that. Okay, so can you do it for $4,000? and like, okay, so the pressure of what they've spent and they're out this much, that's all they have to recover. That's all they're going to give us to work with. You know, I really had to take a step back and say, you know, I can work miracles to a degree, but this is a miracle that I don't think the expectations are set properly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to make sure we're eyes wide open going into this. And like, I'm almost to the point of having someone sign something to realize like what they've really like are investing in or committed to, because they forget that. And so really setting that expectation and kind of consistently managing that expectation. And really, you come to an agency, you know, we can build websites in 30 days if it's just kind of a website transfer. But if you're building a whole e-commerce store with over, I don't know, 10,000 products and then all the product categories and all that,
that takes a lot of time.
Doing that
to do it right, right? So you can even it takes a lot of time just to throw it up haphazardly, and then to actually take the time to do it right. All right, so we've got.
I don't know where I've gone. Like, let's go back to data and being a data-driven company and drive by analytics. Get into this article. I'm so sorry, Chris. This week has been...
So we are as passionate as Alexandra is about delivering results to our clients. And we get a little frustrated when we know we're delivering results.
Learn how to say no, too, but a plumber's a great client.
Yes.
In anybody that's in a service-based business, professional service, great client. Anything that's, you know, B2C is great. You know, we had run ourselves kind of like a short-run shop for a while. And we're getting to a level now that, you know, we really are more like a manufacturing line. And so really B2B work and custom work, you know, I have to approve it or Chris has to approve it before we take on clients like that. We do provide great consulting. We provide some info products that we're developing. And we're starting to develop referral partners. Yeah. Okay. So if you're a smaller company out there, maybe you do Squarespace and you want, you know, smaller clients, you want clients that you can devote a lot of energy to, and really
that may not be the best fit for us.
That right? may not, we're starting because we're getting a little bit bigger and onboarding clients. We're starting to be kind of a little bit bigger of a tanker or kind of a battleship. I'll call it a battleship. We're not so much a speedboat as much anymore. While we can do those things, we are looking for referral partners, And so if you're out there, we are going to set up a program to do that. We also do have our referral program that Chris will tell you about in a minute. But let's get into this article, Chris, before time is up. Keep hitting the fast forward button. So really that, like this article, by the way,
yes.
Adam. I really do.
So,
Chris?
So I read it, and I often, when I'm kind of identifying articles, one, I read the articles, and two, I'm looking for like the three bullet points or whatever. And so there's no, it would be one critique of the title of the article is like three ways to calculate the ROI of your SEO campaign. Campaigns using
Google. Because you got a very short attention span.
I do.
We, as Americans in general.
7 seconds.
But I was pretty insistent that this was an awesome article.
Yes.
So I, and it Adam, turns out, I want to punch in the face to you.
Turns out Matt was right. All right. So the first point is it can be difficult to determine the exact monetary value of SEO. Right? That's for sure. Because you're moving it. In fact, Alexandra was just pointing out, like, I've delivered value. Like, I know they got better placement. We know they got more traffic. And now the customer's like struggling understanding.
What does
or
that
converting
mean? You move me from page 7 to page 2.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any leads. The phone's not ringing.
So how do you convince a company to hire you for SEO services without being able to promise them the exact dollar amount increase in their sales? By the way,
is that what?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what this. Okay, I didn't read that part of the article. I'm a data analyst.
So the simple answer is how do you convince them to hire you is to calculate an ROI, calculate a return on investment that they're gonna get.
This was a perfect article for that testimonial.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan that.
We didn't.
Synchronicity.
You need to get some conversion data, right? So
yes.
One of the points that that Adam made is that there's a big difference between tracking e-commerce sites, right? Conversion tracking for e-commerce sites and for lead-based businesses. So a lead like a plumber or an internet marketing agency, et cetera. So you've got to, they're going to look very different. One of the benefits of e-commerce is
three different product views.
Goal.
You can make it look really good.
Yes.
You can make and like so. I have clients. Well, I have a car dealership right now.
Yeah.
That basically the agency before.
Yeah.
It's like 3 minutes on the page or a minute on the page or on the site, and then three different car views as a conversion. And I'm like, this doesn't mean anything to me. There's like thousands of conversions. And I can't see
nothing.
The data.
So, and that's kind of what this article talks about is like, how do you manage that a little bit, a little bit more? So with e-commerce, you can show exactly, right? Because you can actually feed the dollar value of the sale over to Google, and then you can run a report and say, look, this is the value of the traffic from SEO.
Or like abandoned cart. I'm okay with that.
Abandoned
carts, I would put a value on that. Like when I was a headhunter.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to get into this, but this makes sense, okay? Right. What is an interview worth?
Right.
Like, what is a resume worth? What is,
basically... What are the metrics leading up to
What
conversion?
Are the metrics leading up to that? And so from, SEO, you can do the same thing. And go, okay, what is a visitor worth? What is a visitor that spends X amount of time worth? What is a download worth? What is, a consultation worth? What's a sale worth?
Yeah.
You can work backwards
yes.
from whatever your price point is and figure it out. And then what's the craziest thing is for recruiting.
That's what this article talks
well,
about.
Well, sometimes you got to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
So what are those calls worth? What's that activity worth? How many people did you talk to per day?
Yep.
This model actually led into, so a recruiting price is a big ticket price. It's say 20-25% of what their base salary is for a year.
Right.
Okay. And
that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I was upstream oil and gas. We did quite well. So the thing is, you had to work backwards and you either got the piece of cheese or you didn't because they'd throw it out to a couple different agencies.
Right.
So you really want to retain search so it was guaranteed and you would bill them along the way. But if not, so you got this $25,000, $33,000 fee, But you don't get paid unless you place the person, they stay there 3 months.
Right.
But bottom line is, if you put every piece of activity a dollar value to it and then added it up, it actually added up to that. You just got paid all at once at the end.
Yeah.
And so I've actually taken that methodology with SEO of the clients to understand going into it what they're spending and then what they're going to get out.
Yep.
So we can see what
Adam has to say
about this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is an advantage with e-commerce because you can get that data in. And let me see if does it get into this. All right. So when you're setting it up with e-commerce, so I've done this a couple of different ways. I have another business, and that business is in the kind of nutraceutical space. And by the way, I didn't intend to get into that space. It just kind of happened. The website is SESRES.
Money is just dropping all around here.
SESRES.com. And so that current website is a WooCommerce on WordPress website.
Shout out to Cliff High for launching it.
Yeah, Cliff High really took off. Had that business take off. So the whole market actually kind of was spawned by some Cliff High, who's a financial Bitcoin guy. So that website was really easy. We did a plugin. You know, WordPress is so easy to work with. It's why we here at eWeb Results use it on an ongoing basis. Prior to that, I was partnered with an e-commerce website. And we had put that website together in .asp, and I actually wrote the specific code that got the e-commerce data into Google Analytics. And so you can do it. It doesn't really matter what platform you are on. You really just have to think about it after you make the purchase and you go to the thank you for the purchase page. You've got to have Google Analytics code on there to say, hey, I'm going to collect information, and you got to make sure that the dollar value of that sale gets to that Google Analytics code. It's not rocket science, but you know, you need some.
Can I just throw in one pro tip? You're the e-commerce guru, but I'm going to throw in just one pro tip. So Google's recently changed this. If you have products that you're selling online, you need to enable leaving a product review.
Yes.
Because some of your product pages could not be indexed by Google. Okay. So we recently brought on another e-commerce company. You know, they weren't getting a lot of traffic. We were doing an audit. Like, I was like, all your pages aren't getting indexed.
Yeah.
Like all we had to do is flip a little switch and boom, we're off and running now. Right. Yeah. So there's other things there too, but that's just a little pro tip I want to throw in there with e-commerce. Also, Google's constantly changing. There's a lot of stuff going on with the maps. I mean, just that's why we podcast. That's why hopefully you're watching podcasts, is things are constantly changing. You got to stay on your toes.
Yes. So absolutely. Right. So pretty easy with e-commerce, and you get really accurate tracking. When it's a lead-based business, you've got some thinking to do, right? You got to figure out what actions the client wants them to take. And then
the buyer's journey.
Like, I mean, exactly like Matt was talking about, how do you back into, so in his case, it was what are the activities that led to a placement, right? In this case, you're like, what are the activities that lead to a sale, lead to revenue?
Yes.
And you can back into this really easy and just say, okay, so we know that, say, 10 form submissions becomes a customer, or 3 phone calls become a customer. And if you're using call rail or any sort of call tracking that ties into Google and tells you where the traffic came from, then you should be able to identify the forms and the phone calls that came from organic traffic and at what percentage of those convert.
So what's really interesting is, sorry to all you clients out there, but every time I've asked a client, how many calls do they convert?
Yeah, what's the conversion rate? Yeah.
What's the conversion? They're like 1 out of 3. Yeah. Like max 1 out of 10. Nobody as a business owner.
Is that their answer?
They believe that out of every phone call that comes in, typically, this is what I've found.
Right.
1 out of 3 is kind of a lot of the answer I get, or 1 out of 10. But when I start going, you know, is it 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30?
That doesn't convert?
They believe that 1 out of 3 people from a lead-based standpoint
will convert.
And also, a lot of them believe their biggest source of business is referrals.
Right.
So these are like myths out there.
Yeah.
And when I look at the data, there's very few businesses that even 1 out of 10 convert.
Yeah.
So when you're running the numbers for clients,
it's less or more.
It's more.
More. A lot
it's
more.
Significantly more.
Yeah.
So the reality. Oh, well, that doesn't count. What they mean is good leads.
Right. Right.
Okay. Not oh, all leads.
Right.
Good leads. But I don't know. I'm on a little like soapbox right now. but really, the data doesn't lie, and it's really good to have the data and look at the data and then make decisions about that. And really, what we've done with the number of clients is, if there's no visibility, say, hey, we need to let this run for a month. Maybe we throw, you know, some heat maps on the website and let's just see what happens to get some data, because you're asking me to commit to a certain number of sales based on the marketing. And, you know, we can almost do that, but I know a lot of clients go, well, if I spend this, I want this. I want it to be an A to B kind of connection line.
Right.
And sometimes it's tough. The only way to be able to do that is base data based on past data, like base future projections.
Pre and post data.
Yeah, that's the only way. So you gotta have good data in to get good data out.
So usually, like, step one, a client comes in and we need to build out a website. We take their old or existing website and get analytics if they don't have it on there, or get fresh analytics if they aren't gonna have access to it moving forward. And so that we've got a pre and a post situation where we can actually look at the-
And we take a snapshot of where they're at and then where they're gonna go, and really try to explain what they're going to get on that journey, right?
So he talks in about, how do you identify the value of, say, a form submission? He says, for example, if you have 25 customers and they each spend $500, then you make $12,500. Divide that total by your original 100 leads. So let's say it came out of 100 leads, and you determine that each lead is worth, on average, $125. And so then you could say, hey, when a form submission happens, that's worth $125. When a phone call happens, that's worth $125. Boom. And there's a way in Google Analytics, to assign the value of $125 to those particular activities. By the way, punch in the face to those of you on YouTube or checking us out. And
that's a positive thing for you that haven't seen it?
Yes, punch in the face.
Because if he punches me in the face right now, it's a good thing.
All right, so he just broke down this example. And again, we're gonna look at what the revenue was. And this is either e-commerce revenue or if it was like the revenue that was, hey, based on how many leads and what the value of a lead was.
Yeah.
If your revenue from organic traffic is $100,000 in a month, and you paid an SEO company $20,000 to do keyword research, publish new content during the same time frame. I like how he breaks SEO down into two unbelievably simple things: keyword research and publishing new content, because there's a lot more, then your ROI would be $80,000. Now, that's absolutely true, right? So ROI, return on investment. You invested $20,000, the SEO.
He said other search engine related SEO things.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say it all in the article.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Look, no. I like this guy. You're knocking on him.
Go
into the next one.
Now let me knock on him. So right. I take a little bit of an exception with him calling $80,000 the ROI, because at the end of the day, and we just take it one step further where, okay, yes, that's $80,000 of revenue, but what's the actual profit from that $80,000? If you say have a 50% margin, then it's $40,000, you should do it. If you've got a 25% margin, right, then you're at $20,000, it's a break-even situation, and hopefully you're taking into account lifetime value of the customer, right? So as an example, we mentioned the dentist customer earlier who we had to build out these email campaigns because they weren't following up on the leads that we were driving to them fast enough. A typical dental
48 leads didn't convert on Facebook ads.
48 leads.
And that was in like 2 weeks. And it was our fault.
And I promise you, they were not deceptive ads. We weren't like advertising.
It was teeth whitening.
Like, kitten videos. And then they turn around and we're trying to sell them dental service. That was not happening. But a typical dental client, lifetime value of a client, and this is an industry standard, is $10,000 per customer. So each customer that we can get a dentist is worth $10,000. That's the real number that you should be using when you're talking about an ROI.
Well, eventually, was that over a 30-year period or a 10-year period or something?
That was lifetime value.
So what's the lifetime, 30 years?
It depends on the...
So then divide that number by 30.
If they're 80...
You can break this down to beans.
What it really is so for the lifetime of that customer, for that dental practice, whatever that means.
But what if they need the money right now?
Well, then, right? so you have a cash flow issue. You've got cash flow versus lifetime value, right? And so there are two things you got to take into account.
Yeah, no,
for sure.
But I do like Chris. That's one thing that we do really well as a company is take everything to that kind of next level. And really break it down. I see where he's going. You can see this.
I'm not trying to knock him. It's not inaccurate.
No. Keep going.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good stuff.
Yeah. So, really, that's it. He goes on to calculate the ROI percentage, which is just a little bit of a calculation. Like, how do you get the percentage?
I mean, the next part. It's talking about social media channels. Calculate your
ROI.
ROI. Hey, this is an organic social media.
This is an exercise we're going to ask you to do. Yeah. You're doing organic social. Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't.
You're probably paying a lot of money to somebody for that.
I want you to calculate the ROI on your, not your paid, right? Because we do paid and highly recommend it. Calculate your ROI on your organic Facebook efforts.
Yeah.
How many dollars do you spend on labor, or maybe it's outsourced or whatever?
Yeah.
And then how many dollars does that turn into?
Yeah.
And share it with us. Like, send us an email, podcast@ewebresults.com. And we'd love to get your feedback on that.
Well, so that there's an attribution model that's hard to identify.
Yeah,
I can tell you the algorithm change last March is what crushed it for me.
Right.
I completely abandoned it, Facebook organic. And really, I am generating off my own personal LinkedIn, which I haven't really gotten into the automation yet because it's just too busy. I need to actually hire someone to do it. But content calendar, throwing out content. Generating 250,000 views on my LinkedIn. I've getting about a call every other week of people that find it and then schedule an appointment with me.
Yeah.
I had one yesterday.
Yeah.
I like forget about it and I'm like, how did you find us?
My LinkedIn efforts,
right?
Yeah.
So really look at the ROI. One of those did convert. One of those converted. I've been doing it for about 6 months.
Yeah.
So one of them converted about $2,000 a month client.
Right.
But Facebook, I really haven't seen the results, and I look at a lot of industries, and not knocking all you people that just do social media agencies out there, you really need to move into more influencer marketing. I'm not a big fan of Facebook organic advertising, and I know a lot of people are spending money on it. So
Yeah, a lot of people. All right, so you could calculate that percentage of ROI, and then that's the number that you take back to your client, and you say, hey, like this is the return on investment. Do you want to continue services or not? And then you might end up in Adriana? What was her name?
Alex.
Alexandra. Yeah, Alexandra.
She signed off Alex, so I'm just going to call her Alex.
Alex, okay. Yeah. You can go back to where Alex is and say, hey, now I'm delivering all this value. I'm delivering all these leads. And if you were converting them properly, then you would obviously be extending the contract. Let me help you.
You know, we're going to have like some general topics that we're going to go over and what's going on with like SEO local, all this kind of stuff. And then we'll have like a special day the next day where we'll pick a business, like a marketing business.
Yeah.
And I'll help analyze what's going on, what they need to do.
Yep.
And even if they a lot of people are coming for our grand opening outside.
June 13th. If you guys are available, plan on being here.
For Houston, but I'll look at coming for a day and working with some different agencies and maybe I can get some talks set up along the way. But I can tell you, I feel like this whole thing's a case study for her business. Yeah. Like, she was like, I have a question. And we've devoted a whole podcast unintentionally to answering it, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
We love to deliver results and value. All right. So that really is a great article. Adam Heitzman, punch in the face to you
for such a good
article. We really appreciate it. And I'm glad Matt was able to convince me. It wasn't that I hadn't read it thoroughly.
I mean, look at this picture. You got money, stacks of money on
Benjamin.
A keyboard.
Benjamin's.
Benjamin. What if his name was Benjamin? Benjamin Heights.
Benjamin Heights.
No, I was looking at.
You were like, this must be a good article.
This
it's kind of funny. All right, so that's the meat of our podcast. We've skipped We've skipped a little bit of the potatoes of our podcast just because Matt went on a rant there. I feel like it was valuable. I would have cut
hopefully,
you off.
Hopefully.
I would be like, you're scaring the podcast listeners. Take it down a notch. So if you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do something. You're going to do something simple.
Yeah.
Go ahead and share this podcast. I don't know, maybe with three people.
Would be valuable to them. Because if you share something of value, people appreciate it. You just share it with random people, they're unappreciative.
Yeah. Forget that's called irritated. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call EOWeb Results for increased profit in your business. You can reach us at 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, Matt mentioned, we're going to work on a referral network where those clients who maybe aren't the best fit for us, we want to be able to give those referrals to people who are in our referral network. If you have somebody who might be a good fit for us, a referral, send them to us. And when they pay their bill, we pay you. We've got lots of people who have given us referrals and are earning a monthly commission off of those referrals. Oh, we have a new address. Oh, thank you, because I'm going to need that address here in just 1 minute.
And we were filmed live.
Please remember, we were filmed live here at 13105 Northwest Freeway, Houston, Texas, 77040.
Houston,
H-Town. If you would like a video, audio, or a transcript of this podcast.
Our suite number, come on.
Oh, suite 500.
And 30-35.
If you would like video, audio, or a transcript of this podcast, you can get all three of those at our website, ewebresults.com. Remember, we have t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right? Matt's
boom.
Sporting one
get
of those.
Get that the camera on the other angle.
One of those
you
shirts.
Got it? You got it, Ivan? Boom.
Boom, yeah.
No, so this is what I found. So people listen to our podcast on 4X.
Okay.
And I don't understand how you hear anything.
Yeah. Because we've heard it on 4X and we don't understand.
Yeah,
we don't understand
what we said and we were here.
Yeah.
For it. Well, the other thing that I'm finding people are doing is because we're full of nonsense sometimes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Full of rants sometimes.
Yeah. And people don't want that.
Yeah.
So they get the transcript and they just read it.
Read it. Okay.
And I've found that to be the case with like videos. If you're trying to pull something out, the transcription works really well to like
get to the meat.
Skim it without watching it. But I know a lot of people are driving or working out or whatever. Everybody's trying to multitask.
Be safe.
Yeah. Please be safe. But yeah, thank y'all. We enjoyed it.
You have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. So we really appreciate
soon to be
you.
Amazon because we'll be like, there'll only be two. So,
it'll be one of the two. Yeah. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
My name's Matt Richards.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrows.